Welcome to Business in Broward, a new podcast for small business owners looking for practical advice and inspiration. On our show, we'll be exploring the ins and outs of running a successful business. So whether you're just starting out or if you've been in the game for a while, there's going to be something for you on Business in Broward. Well, if you've been watching the news in the past few months, you've certainly heard about artificial intelligence, primarily about a product called ChatGPT. Have you tried it yet? This is a service from a company called OpenAI, and they've developed artificial intelligence that you can have a conversation with, like a chat bot, like you go to a chat window and you type in a question and it gives you the answer. And it's able to remember the conversation. So you could ask a question and then ask a follow-up question and another one. So it remembers the whole context of what you've been talking about. It's not like you're starting over every single time you ask the computer something. It really is remarkable. It's incredible how amazing this is. And you can just, by interacting with it a little bit, you can just start to see we're on the cusp of something amazing. I play around a little bit trying to learn like JavaScript and stuff like this. And I can ask it how to do things in like these languages, and it tells me. And if I'm doing something and it's not working, I give it the code and it says, oh, it's not working because this is wrong. Change this and here's how it should look. So, I mean, this is really going to be amazing. Our lives are about to change in ways we can't imagine. I want you to go back and think early 90s, mid 90s. You know, the World Wide Web was out, but it wasn't mainstream. The masses had not embraced the internet yet. We were still, you know, years away from that. Think how much society changed when everybody got online, everybody started using the web. Incredible companies were created that could never have been, never existed before. Amazon.com, right? Companies like Uber, just new ways of doing things. And that is what AI is going to do. So how can AI help a business owner? And AI is not just for the big companies. It's going to be used by you, and no matter how small your business is, it's going to be integrated somehow into your operations. Now, one of the ways it can help you is with marketing. So think personalization, okay? So AI can help you personalize your customers' experiences. It can look at you'll be able to have it look at your customers' purchase history, their preferences, maybe the browsing habits on your own website. And that can be used to create a personalized marketing campaign tailored to each individual customer. Okay, that's going to make your customer retention so much better. So it's not like you're coming up with this marketing for everybody that comes to your website, or you're going to run some marketing somewhere else and you're doing it. Let's just target all women between, you know, 30 and 60. No, you're going to be able to, down to the person, target ads that have a much greater chance of generating a response. Now, the next way artificial intelligence is going to be helping your business is improved efficiency. Okay, we know as small business owners, we've got limited resources. Oh, there's only so many hours of the day, and especially kind of like a solopreneur business, right? You're doing a little bit of the accounting, you're doing a little bit of the customer service, you're doing some of the back-end operations to keep everything moving. You're kind of a jack of all trades. AI is going to help you do all of those things so much better that in the future, they say, I read this somewhere, a solopreneur in 10 years could be running a company today that took 100 or 150 employees. And in 10 or 15 years, they could do it with nothing but AI assisting them. It was, and I wish I could find the article. I tried to find it before I started recording. It was talking about companies that would be $10, $20 million a year in revenue will have one employee and artificial intelligence backing that person. So it is going to be amazing. And you might say, well, what happens to all those people that are going to lose their jobs? Guess what? They can start their own companies. They'll have their own AI, all right? It's going to be competitive. So the next thing to keep in mind that artificial intelligence, how it can help business, is data analysis, okay? It can help you analyze a large amount of data very quickly, very accurately, and that helps you make better decisions. So the promise of increasing efficiency might be the greatest promise that AI offers, right? Think about how a small business will be able to automate repetitive tasks. You can have chatbots on the website handling all your customer service or on the phone. You can have, and then the employees will be freed up to do other things, or you, if you're the only employee, right? AI is going to help you automate your back office tasks. You'll be doing all your accounting. It'll probably be able to file your accounting. You file your tax return. You probably won't need a CPA. In fact, if I was a bookkeeper, an accountant, or a CPA, I might be nervous because AI, any type of business that has all these hard and fast rules like accounting, even the law, like in terms of if somebody breaking the law, AI is going to be able to handle a lot of this. It's not out of the realm of possibility. In the future, you might have an AI lawyer, right? That could say, don't do that. Oh, I looked at your tax return. We can't do that anymore. So it really is. We're just on the cusp of something incredible. So another way it helps, data analysis. AI is going to help small businesses analyze large amounts of data very quickly, very accurately, and that helps make better informed decisions. I touched on this a little bit earlier, but improving your customer service. AI is going to be able to give customers who contact you through the phone, through your website, personalized recommendations because it will have access to all of your customers' interactions with you in the past. It's going to be able to give instant responses to the questions. Now, we've all gone to a website and they said, oh, our customer service is offline, leave a message and we'll get back to you. Well, when a chatbot's doing it 24/7, that's improving your response times, reducing wait times. There really won't be a wait time because the AI will be able to talk to 1, 10, 100, 8,000 people at one time probably. So customer satisfaction should go way up for companies that are going to be integrating AI over the coming years. And so all of these things together can be boiled down into two words, competitive advantage. Businesses that embrace artificial intelligence, integrating it into their operations, are going to have a competitive advantage over those that don't. It's as simple as that. AI is going to be able to help your business find new opportunities and trends, stay ahead of the competition. Now, maybe your business, you don't like all this tech stuff. Maybe it's so far away from what you do as your core business, you don't like computers, you're going to have a problem because businesses that are slow to adopt AI may find themselves falling behind as your competitors, they will be using it. So artificial intelligence, it's set to revolutionize the way small businesses operate. Here in town and around the country and around the world, we're going to be talking about this topic a lot more on future episodes. And let's just all remember, these are very exciting times.